Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 82. Sunny skies and dry, Friday and Saturday, mid-80s, Friday, low 90s, by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Ulua Lockwood. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A bill aimed at denying bail to those convicted of certain felonies while they await sentencing is now on its way to the governor's desk. Senate Bill 358 was drafted following a Manhattan case where a judge released a man convicted of 46 sex crimes. The Lyon City Council fires the city's police chief. Justin Holliday was placed on administrative leave last month. The city did not specify why he was fired, but notes Holliday provided 20 incomplete reports dating back to 2022. The Kansas House passes a bill prohibiting handheld cell phone use while driving in a school or construction zone. Under the bill, officers would issue a warning until July 1st of next year. After that, it would be considered a traffic infraction and carry a $60 fine. In Wichita, I'm Max Dutton, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Tough, reliable, and ready to work. You were born that way. Kubota is built that way. Our entire ag lineup, featuring versatile tractors and hay tools, powerful skid steer loaders, and the rugged Sidekick utility vehicle, is designed with the engine of a Kubota and the heart of a farmer. Visit KubotaUSA.com to find a dealer near you.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center wants to recognize child care providers in the region. Child Care Provider Appreciation Day is Friday, May 8th. This day is an annual celebration that recognizes the work of child care providers, teachers, and other educators of young children. The Innovation Center is collecting thank you messages from parents, businesses, and public officials to the child care providers in their community. All messages will be added to a combined thank you video and released on May 8th. Last year's video can be seen on YouTube via the NWKS channel. Submissions are being accepted from 26 counties, including Graham, Decatur, Phillips, Norton, and Thomas. Messages and photos, if desired, can be submitted through an online form. This project is not limited to messages from parents with children in child care. Innovation Center Child Care Program Specialist Dana Jo Stanton said the event provides an opportunity for parents, businesses, and communities to show appreciation and say thank you to the child care providers. There are currently 425 KDHE-licensed child care facilities in Northwest Kansas, including 39 centers and 386 family child care homes. That number is down from 490 licensed facilities in the region 4 years ago. Dana Jo Stanton said that despite efforts to add new facilities, the region has not yet returned to pre-pandemic levels, emphasizing the importance of supporting existing child care providers to prevent further declines. The deadline to submit thank you messages is May 1st. Questions about this project or child care initiatives in Northwest Kansas can be forwarded to Stanton at 785-874-5150. The 1st Infantry Division welcomed the Secretary of the Army, Honorable Daniel P. Driscoll, to Fort Riley for a full day of battlefield circulation focused on readiness, innovation, and people. The Sec Army received an executive overview at Victory Hall before moving out to see Dagger Brigade's Railhead Operations and the division's CPX, WFX, training efforts, including NTC preparation, equipment and material solutions, and a demonstration from our innovation cell. At Victory Forge, soldiers showcase small UAS training, additive manufacturing, and the division's partnership with Kansas State University's Technology Development Institute. These efforts highlight how OneID is accelerating soldier-driven solutions and strengthening the Army's transformation priorities. The SEC Army also joined leaders and soldiers for lunch at Devil's Den, recognizing excellence within the DFAC team, and later participated in the Big Red One patching ceremony, welcoming our newest soldiers and their families into the division's proud legacy. Fort Riley was honored to host the SEC Army and demonstrate how the Big Red One continues to build readiness, empower innovation, and care for soldiers, families, and civilians. Wichita police recovered a stolen vehicle Tuesday morning and arrested an 18-year-old suspect identified in county booking records as Dayton E. Pollard after he resisted officers, seriously injuring a detective during the arrest. A 911 caller reported a light blue Mercedes stolen after it had been left running to warm up. A Wichita police detective located the vehicle at a nearby motel on Broadway Street. Police officers responded to assist and officers initiated a traffic stop. When officers attempted to arrest Pollard, he resisted. During the arrest, a detective suffered a serious injury to his face. EMS transported the detective to a local hospital. The injury is not considered life-threatening. Officers arrested Pollard at the scene and booked him into the Sedgwick County Jail on requested charges of aggravated assault on a law officer, battery on a law enforcement officer, felony theft, and resisting an officer. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council, the council met in special session Thursday, March 12, with Mayor Dale Jacobson presiding. Council members present were Andrew Black, Craig Evely, Gerald Jones, Dale Engelbert, Jason Jones, and Jim Miller. Others were present to discuss council business. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, for the mayor, council, city attorney, city clerk, and police chief to enter into executive session to discuss non-elected personnel. Vote taken, motion carried, 6-0. Council did resume regular session. A motion was then made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, for the mayor, council, city attorney, police chief, Patty Lawson, Kim Gallantine, and Jeff Wolf to enter executive session to discuss non-elected personnel. Vote taken, motion carried 6-0. Andrew Black and Jeff Wolf then left the meeting. The council resumed regular session, and a motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, for the mayor, council, city attorney, city clerk, and police chief to enter executive session to discuss non-elected personnel. Vote taken, motion carried 5-0. Council resumed regular session. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Craig Evely, for the mayor, council, city attorney, city clerk, and police chief to enter executive session to discuss non-elected personnel. Vote taken, motion carried 5-0. Andrew Black returned to the meeting. Council did resume regular session. Then a motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, to recess the council meeting for a period of 10 minutes. Motion carried 6-0. Council resumed regular session. A motion was then made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Dale Engelbert, for the mayor, city council, city attorney, city clerk, and police chief to enter executive session to discuss non-elected personnel. Vote taken, motion carried 6-0. Council came out of executive session. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, for the mayor, council, city attorney, city clerk, and police chief to enter executive session to discuss non-elected personnel. Vote taken, motion carried 6-0. Council resumed regular session. Then a motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Jim Miller, for the mayor, council, city attorney, city clerk, and police chief to enter executive session to discuss non-elected personnel. Vote taken, motion carried 6-0. Council resumed regular session. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Craig Evely, that the duties of city administrator, specifically daily leadership authority and operational decision-making power, be transferred to City Clerk Alex McKenna pursuant to Ordinance 17671-305, subsection G, and in Alex's absence or at her request for assistance to Police Chief Mitch Lowry until such time when City Administrator James Moreau and City Council deem it appropriate for city leadership to return to normal functional operations. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Gerald Jones, seconded by Dale Engelbart, that the City Administrator's laptop and vehicle be returned and remain at the City Office by March 13th by noon so that the City Clerk can carry out City daily operations. If City property is not returned by March 13th at noon, the Mayor may then go collect the property. Vote taken. Motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Jim Miller and seconded by Gerald Jones to adjourn. Motion carried 6-0. A memorial service for Dr. Richard D. Wiltfong will be held Friday, March 20th, 1 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Norton, followed by a luncheon at 2 in the Fellowship Hall and an interment with military honors at the Norton Cemetery at 4. Memorial donations may be made to the Norton Community Foundation and sent in care of Plumer Gobber Funeral Home. Condolences may be left at plumergobber.com. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Despite outside geopolitical circumstances and other disruption causing market volatility, cattle market seems to be holding up better than expected. Ben Hale, the owner of Western Livestock Auctions in Oklahoma, said beef prices are holding up despite the challenges.
Despite everything, whether Trump and them are talking about beef needs to be cheaper, the fundamentals are still there that it's going to be good. I think just moving through this is what everybody, just cautiously optimistic and not trying to get too rushed on what you're doing. But I think it's going to be pretty good. We get past this, I think we still got some money to be made in these cattle.
Some southern cattlemen got good news last week was some much needed rainfall.
Yeah, North Texas got decent rains. You know, some places inch and a half, and some places down there north of Abilene, they got 2 to 4 inches. It wasn't a big area, but down there you go from Lawton all the way down to Wichita Falls. Boy, that wheat looks really good down there.
In other news, export inspections of corn and soybeans were stronger week over week during the 7 days ending on March 12th. A report from USDA said corn inspections totaled 1.65 million metric tons, up from 1.52 million the previous week. However, that was down slightly from the 1.69 million metric tons assessed during the same period last year. Soybean assessments hit 966,000 metric tons, up from the 887,000 metric tons the previous week, and higher than the 664,000 metric tons that inspected at the same time in 2025. Examinations of wheat fell to 343,000 metric tons, down from the 498,000 metric tons from last week and the 495,000 metric tons during the previous year. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
I think my biggest challenge was getting through to him to understand that love is real and you have goals in mind, you have things that want to happen, and I want to help you get there.
Sometimes people tend to shy away from wanting to adopt teenagers because they feel like they've lost so much, but there's still so much to gain.
Just knowing that there's just that other person that cares and loves me out there, it feels great. And they've done so much for me, and I can only be appreciative every single day for just having them in my life.
I think it's been the best decision because I gained a son, and he's the best son ever. If I was down and out, he'd be there.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Kerr on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As an expansive upper-level ridge of high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern not only for this afternoon but right through the end of your work week and even into your upcoming weekend as well, temperatures will be running well above average for this time of year, in fact, even closer to record territory with some of those high temperatures. especially by the time we get closer to your Friday and Saturday time frame, as we'll have widespread 80s for high temperatures across much of the state of Kansas, and could even have some lower 90-degree readings, especially across the western two-thirds of the state into the day on Saturday. A dry cold frontal boundary, though, does bring some relief for that early season heat towards the latter half of your weekend and early next work week. By the time we get to Sunday, we'll ease back to the 60s and 70s for high temperatures. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, a good deal of sunshine, high temperatures climbing up into the lower 80s. Winds out of the west and northwest at 10 to 15. Into north-central Kansas for this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the upper 70s to lower 80s, with our winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10. For northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy conditions, high temperatures climbing up into the lower to middle 70s, with our winds light and variable. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine in store with high temperatures in the lower to middle 70s, but closer to the upper 70s back closer to Wichita. South central Kansas this afternoon expecting highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s with a good deal of sunshine, while those winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And lots of sunshine into southwestern Kansas this afternoon with low 80s for highs, winds turn west 5 to 15. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey.
Hey, we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, may I ask a few questions?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have any pets?
Yes, we have a dog.
Great. Do you have a pool outside?
Nope, just a big old backyard.
Nice. Another question. Are there any unlocked guns in the home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, let's just talk about what we can bring for dessert.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with information on this week's Thursday cattle auction. In the breeding stock, here's 10 black white-faced bred heifers. They're bred black, they're heavy springers. One black pair, 3 to 4 years old. In the calves and feeders, here's 95 red Angus steers, long-time weaned, spring and fall shots at 475 to 6 1/4. 70, they'd be 70% black. The balance would be red and Charlotte Cross heifers at 800, a straight load of them. Another load of heifers at 65 head, black white-faced heifers at 775 to 800. 16 black, mostly steers, off the cow, two rounds of shots, 400 to 600. 7 mixed-colored bulls and heifers, they're weaned at 400 to 650. We'll have our usual trailer run of weigh cows and bulls. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Thank you.